that the ksuba in our mamu does not have its mind. Ksuba, the ksuba has its mind, even according to the rabbana. So it's not the raisa, so it's not the chi of the raisa. But in the raisa we see that that was the general practice of chassanim, this mamat in Torah, to give a dowry or caprice, mosayim to a ksuba. But our money has no, the ksuba of money has no smach in the Torah. So the Torah says, Omar HaKhamid HaMutoye, our money, our shei mono, it has a smach in the Torah. Of course, the chiyuv of money, the now money, is not a chiyuv in the eyes. It's only a chiyuv in the eyes. Can't have it, but even a contract in the mirror. But, just, as the ksuba of Messiah for a ksuba has a smach in the Torah, according to the Rabbana of King Gamliel, in the sense that from the Torah we see that it was a general universal practice for a person with Mamat Torah to be inspired at least Messiah to a ksuba, so it has the same. So the ksuba of Mono also has a smach in the Torah. It's not from the Torah. Because we see that the whole word Almana is based upon the shibud of the scribes of Imana to Almana. So that means that the Torah calls a widow Almana because of that truth. Al-Shimas, fine Al-Shimas. But still, Al-Shimas. The answer is Al-Shimas that the chiyuv was enacted later on by the Chacham, later on, many, many years after Matan Torah. But it was a general practice, this Matan Torah, for the person of an almana to be mischayed himself at least a month. At least a month. Some mele, that also is a smach in the Torah. That also is a smach in the Torah. So then it's not strange that the Mishnah in discussing the Ksuba Mosayim of Ksuba interposed with mentioning the Ksuba Mamoni, because that also is a smach in the Torah. This is what the Shnitz Botas mean. Now we can understand. Why did I mention two shots in Rashi in connection of the Yitzhak Rashi Kruha? To point out that according to second Lashon Rashi, the Gemara says the Raisi, and it's not a Misa the Raisi. But from the Torah we see that this is the general practice of Misa Yisrael, so it can be called the Raisi. So Mele, even according to the Rabbon of Shin Gamliel, that Ksuba is in the Rabbonon, but it is a smach in the Torah. It's the Raisi in the sense that from the Torah we see that it was the general practice in Chassan in this Mamat Torah to be Mishayev at least Mosayev for a Ksuba, when a Chosin married a Ksuba. And the Ksuba of Mone, this Mamat Torah, was also the general practice of Chassan. Whenever they married a Mone, they were Mishayev themselves a Mone. And as I said last week, even if it's the Reise, but it's not the Reise like Koradun. The Reise is also showing the Hikaladun of Ritzio that we said last week. So the general practice that prevailed from times immemorial, even with Mama Pitor, to be Mishayev, that the Chosin should be Mishayev himself, Mishayev, for Tzulo, and Mono for an Almono, was also based upon the purpose of Shalitari Kaladin of Reitzia. Samuele, according to what Ramhenich invites in Sefer Kedush Yitzchak, if a husband will not be Mishayev himself, Ksuba Mosayim, or for a Tzulo, or a Ksuba Mono, for an almono, so you'll be Mivati of the essay of Kimishpat Habones Yasal. Kimishpat Habones, what Mishpat say? The Mishpat makes Israel. What is done generally, universally, but Bnei Israel. So, true, Midrash is not Mechoyer. But since the Chacham Lom is Akin, and that was the universal practice even in the time of Matan Torah, so Mimele, if he doesn't do it, so he's Mivati or the essay of Kiddush Petabonis Yosef. All right, but this is not important. One second. So Mimele, when the Rambam says, Shuzan Shalom, Lisa Yisho, the way Dushu Kudube, so it just doesn't mean Abraham. That means that he, the love of the Sea of the Isha, the Gemara says, Kolat Shea the Lake Suba, so he's having the loss of Lazmus. So it's not only the Lazmus with Abraham. It has an element of Dilas Nus with the eyes. Why? Because since the purpose of the Ksuvet is Shalitri Kaladin of Leitzio, and we see Kamavikama Alochas that are based upon the fact Shalitri Kaladin of Leitzio. As the Ram explains it, that according to Mandoma, the Ksuvet Sishi the Rai say, so in a case of Pesach Mitzosi would not be Nemo. Would not be Nemon. Why shouldn't it be Nemon? Why shouldn't it be Nemon at all? Hamets and Chavei on the Raya, she is in Mitzio. So she should have the burden of food. But he had the whole purpose of the food. And he is showing the Kalabun of Mitzio. Some Mele, whether it's in the Raya, some in the Rabbonon, or just a general practice that prevailed without any Takone. But the purpose is, shall it be Kalabina Fritzio? Some male, if he marries a woman who is Kalabina Fritzio, so it has an element of business. So that's why it's Michal in the love of the Sea of Dish. Alright, now, just. Alright, one second. Romera Pong Baktoye, motto. Maske me rabbe um adu um adu um amshi chomer um bar bishmoy di tene rab yene ba shau me maikro lo mo rabbi nachal me zelbo din tini me o tim chotu boi om rab lo azea mizdiach mizdiach um mazi mechabit mechate haine mechate haine maziach zimora says maziach zeyre som chat rabbeinis bi om rab kone daktoye tamre maskeno mi sabon mi shaushon mi ashon lo mi tankon lo mi tankon means he doesn't produce any noshia. Omar Och Tamrin Al Yere. Because when if one eats a lot of morin, he becomes a little intoxicated. Mainste, morin shachis da bis yokis, the new herois, the tsaralin kibeisom, and batley shrishad morin, machshoderoi, the chimay, the tachtimiyis. So we see that it's good. So why do you say Al Yere? Say that it's not good. Luyamale is good, but he distracts. He becomes a little intoxicated. Why? Certainly intoxicated. The boys in a loikashi. Homitaminame so then it's detrimental. Before it's breakfast. Holy bosaname, after he eats, so then it's not detrimental. Gamar Abai Omrilein, Tamra Mitaminame, Kinagari, the Kuru is very detrimental. Bosaname, so it's helpful. Kiabri Dash. Now, what is the elevation of Dashi? Dashi Omarobe Derach Shom. Darge Omarobe Derach Gash. Puye, the derivation is Amarapolish Pro Romara. Omarab Nachimagitzrok, Aponanina Islanders, Duchrani is the loyal. Now, this is the same. Ironess means a woman who is sterile, who cannot have children. So why is she called ironess? Iron is a ram. And ironess, so it's an ayel plus the suffix nis. So, because duchranis. So duchranis, afonu mima vashim is mao vashin ironess, she called chachomim, lichus in ruwa leilin. Duchranis vashin ayel tomim. In the Tabunum, Kahar Shlim, Harim Kahar Shlim, the surface, the first wash, it appears very strange, was the Shaykhus. Because in other Ayur Tomi, in other words, Rem, without blemish, is, the Talmud says, the Kahar Shlim, Now, Duchranis, Duchranis means in Aramaic a ram without blemish. So the ni suffix is indicative of without perfect. Perfect, that's what it means. There are certain suffixes, you know. So nis is an Aramaic suffix, and it designates perfection, completeness. So mele ailem duchanis has the same meaning as tarshim, an ayel without blemish. Now, an ayel without blemish, that's mentioned in connection with an ayel that is called in his bear. Now, the aloch is that an ayel can only be called schor, cannot be called in case. A certain type one is that can be called schor in any case, but an ayel is one of those that can be called only as schorim, not as the case. Now, so, duchanis means, actually, literally, duchanis means an ayel without blemish. But that is as reference to a woman who cannot give birth. So Rashi says, Maloshin Ailne, she called Hachomen Yisha Shinerui Aleri. So I think that Ailness is a euphemistic expression, in the same way as we call in English a retarded child an exception, retarded children, exceptional children. Why? That's a euphemistic expression. It means sick children who are not, who are retarded. That's all we use. That's a nice expression. It's a euphemistic expression. So we call retarded children exceptional children. So the Chachomim adapted the euphemistic expression to vis-a-vis a woman who is down. He didn't want to say she's down. So we call her Ailness. So Ail, Iran, and Nis is an Aramaic suffix. It means complete. Complete. So it means an Ail, a Ram, and what an Ail means is Zohar. Now, a Zohar, a Ram, without blemish, but cannot be fair. Only a female can give birth, but a male cannot give birth. So that's the euphemistic expression that the Chachamim coined. Ailness, like Duchanis. So in other words, Duch, Ail Tomim is Duch Hashlim, and Duchanis means an Ail, a male lamb, without any blemish. And that is used in this, as a euphemistic expression in respect to a woman who is sterile. So that's a euphemistic expression. All right. So for tomorrow, so you'll have to go over the Gemara da Paimale of Zochen Likotman. There are two Yosoid that are now looking on Mitzir. And also you should look up the Gemara in Yibomes that Mem Ches. The Russian thesis. The second line. The first line, the Ches of the Dalek, Omarod, and my time with Rashim Elozo, the Chesif Kolevi Dish, Mitras Keset, Ever Dish, Oere Disho, Alaeve Dish Atomol Balkorche, the Atomol Benish Balkorche, and the Gemore in Dushin that Memalet about Zochen Odish or Duponov, and that Chob Gimur, on the Dalet, Rav Shimon ben Elozo, the Sholish Machlekit Gidova, the Gemara that Chob Gimel on the Dalet. Sorry. Oh, she's called. שניתו ושנתגיירו ושנשתחרו פרוסיס ממשו ראשון ומנחות סובוסון מוסיים ויש להם כאנס צור עומר אבוני כאה קוטו מדביל נעשי על דאז בזו Now this subject today is a very relevant subject because of the Shiloh of Gales that takes place today. So this is the basic subject in the Shiloh of Gales. Gea Kotin Madbilne Saldaz Bez. So Rashi says, Gea Kotin Madbilne Saldaz Bez. Imeim Leyov, the Imei Biosei Leizgayim. Madbilin dein lechogea beloi mila utvim. So Rashi says the Trabune is referenced the case to a gea kotin who has no father, but the mother brings him to best. Is the mother herself his guy or not? Rashi doesn't say. Mainly all the inay was his guy. Rashi doesn't say the inay. Yosef is Gaia, the Hebrew is Gaia is Gamki. Doesn't say that. Apparently, Rashi applies it to a case, even to a case, where the mother, she just brings the child to Bezdin, and she submits him to Bezdin, that Bezdin should carry out the guilt over the child, but she herself is not going through games. So even so, despite the fact that the mother herself is not going through Geulis, so as long as she submits the child to Beis Din, then Beis Din can carry out Geulis. Then Rashi says, how does Beis Din? Shleisho Yehu Yehu B'Tilosef, Kidin Kol Tfilas Geya, Shetzrichim Gimel, Vehein Nasim Le'ov, והרי הוא גייר על ידיין ומגוי ביין כושר. It's a very strange expression. ושלישו יהיו בפילוסי כדין קופיל אז גייר שצריך להגיד. Fine. What is Rashi אין? ואין נעשים להיות. The best thing become like a father. What kind of talk is that? The best thing becomes like a father. The best thing acts like a best. Not like a father. Never best thing. Sits in session, so the best acts like a father. Come to you, father cannot be best. He's supposed to be father. So this is a function of best, not a function. It's not a paternal function. Best is not a paternal function. It's a function of best. All of a sudden, Rashi says here, hey, nasinly ab, bargeride. In other words, Rashi is implying that in order for Beis Din to carry out the gilus as a Beis Din, so they must have the character and the function of a father, a paternal function. What's the shaykhus between Beis Din and the paternal function? It's two different things. I mean, it's so strange. The Shin Kubetis mentions the nomen of Rashi is different Rashi. I suppose it's different Madures of Rashi. Madure Kame, Madure Daska Rashi. Gea Kotin hoi Madbinis al das Bez. Pirsch Rashi Zal, that's daf nun beiz om beiz, or page 104. Pirsch Rashi Zal, she idio obi vime li bezn li gaire. Af al pi so, he mentions another Lashon. She idio obi vime li bezn, because now the Lashon says, she ain li av, vime li bezn li bezn. Here he mentions at first, on the ritual, mentions at first a different version.
שהביאו עוד לבני מרבז, בואו, the father and the mother, לגיירי, אף על פי שלא יסגיירוי, ואף על פי שהוא אין בי דסקל. תראו את זה, יעקב can be of two kinds. Everyone's a cotton. A baby who is 1 year old, or 1 month old, or 1 day old is a cotton. And the child who is 12 and a half years old is also a cotton. But in a day, a baby who was 1 day old, there's no dask in his ears. A cotton who is 12 and a half years old, he can be the biggest baldass in the world. But how could he? He is a cotton. If he is before Balitz. So Rashi says, and in the Lashon of Rashi, there is a place. After half of peace, who ain't be dask well, he's a teenager, a baby, who has no dasks yet. Matbil may say al das best, because in Gishleishli das, the hoop who bomi atzme, lees gaye. So in other words, so if the father and the mother bring the child to Bezdin, then Bezdin can be gaye the child, because the parents agree that the deal should be carried out over the child. Even though the child has no das, is a little infant, has no das altogether. Needless to mention, if the cotton himself is a bandeo, but the cotton is 12 years old, and he comes to Bezdin and says, I want to be this guy, then of course Bezdin can carry out here. Mashenke, if the baby is so young that he has no das, and the parents don't bring the child to Bezdin, so then Bezdin cannot carry out Geus over the child. Because Mishleishli Das, who Bom Asmin is Gaya, Ula Fuke, Kishain Be Das, Vein Ovi Dime Nibili Bezdin Shema Dumas. So in other words, so the version that the Ritva mentions, the name of Rashi, it says, that Bezdin can carry out deals of the cotton in two situations. One situation, if the cotton has still cotton, he's 12 years old, 11 years old, 10 years old, he has that. And he himself asks Bezdin to carry out deals of it. The second situation, when the cotton is an infant, he has no das, but the parents bring him to Bezdin. In these two situations, Rashi says that Bezdin can carry out it. Then the Shidim Kiretzi says, O Bifirushin Rashi Zal in a Loshin Kiv, Elakakosuf Aldaz Bezdin, Imeili Odi, Vimei Yosel Yizgai. So in other words, there are two Madurais. One Madur of Rashi that the David Vohed says that the Travun has referenced the case where the father and the mother bring the child to them. And the other Madura, the Madura that we have in our text, says he has no father. Needless to mention, if he has a father, and the father brings in a Bezdin, of course, Bezdin can carry out deals. But even if the child is Yosef, he has no father, but he has a mother, and the mother brings him to Bezdin, so he can also, Bezdin can also carry out deals. But suppose that he has no father and no mother. He has no father and no mother. And then, let's say, so who takes care of him? An adopted parent, foster parent. Brings him to Bezdin. So what's there? Rashi doesn't say. But it's mashma. According to the Gilsa, the Tuya and Rashi, so it seems that it's a pshites if the child has a father and the father brings him to Bezdin. So then it's a pshites that Bezdin can carry him. But the chiddush by Rabuni is that even if he has no father and the mother brings him to Bezdin, so Bezdin can also carry out him. But suppose he has neither a father nor a mother, he's Yosef, he is an adopted parent. I suppose Rashi doesn't say. I suppose that inasmuch as the mother also has the authority to bring in the Besdin, and so the Besdin becomes authorized to carry out the rules, so it's not just the mother. It's anyone who is raising it. So the Chiddush by Rabuni is it's not necessary that Dafkei father should submit to the Besdin, in order that the Besdin should be authorized to carry the oath. You see, Rashi says when the mother submits to the Besdin, so then the Besdin becomes like a father. So that means, needless to mention, if the father submits the child to Besdin, so of course he can delegate that role of the father to Besdin, because he is a father. But I would say, if the mother submits to Besdin, how can the mother endow the Besdin with the role of the father when she herself is not a father? So that's the Chiddush. Inasmuch as the mother has the custody of the child, so she is in lieu of the father, she has the custody. So Mimele, she can endow the Besdin with the role of the father. But it seems, Rashi seems to be emphasizing, that in order to carry out gerus over a child, somebody has to assume the role of the father. The question is, what kind of a role is it, the role of the father, in order to carry out gerus? That seems very strange. We have to understand it. So then the Shnik Betzes asks against Rashi, because Shemonek, he means Guy Oimei, normally does this, but Achira would normally come on the Gershon is Guy, one of the main Mali of the Aiden, Ochanamini Korna Boni, Acha Aiden, Acha Ob, the Aiden say, Bin Moin is Guy. So the Shnik Betzes says, why does Rashi say, Imeilo, the Imei was like this. Now it's needless to mention that if the father brings a Besdin, so it goes without saying that Besdin can be Gaia. But even if he has no father, the mother brings a Besdin, so Besdin can still be Gaia. So the question is, what does Rabbuna have reference to? Does he have reference to the case where the mother herself is also in Gaia? So what did, and then the Gemara says, that's a cheapest, that if the father is in Gaia together with his children, then we don't have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbuna. That's a cheapest. That is self-evident. So what difference does it make? The father himself is Nisgaya together with the children, or the mother herself is Nisgaya together with the children? In the country, children are more attached to a mother. Little children are certainly more attached to a mother than to a father. So if it's a cheapest, that when the father himself is Nisgaya together with the children, the Besdin can be Nisgaya. That's self-evident, it's no chiddush about the chiddush. So it should be just as much of a self-evident halacha that when the mother is misgayeres together with the children. So why is Rashi? That's the kashe. So Mali Obeim, meaning the Ochanamini Korah, Bonim Acharim, Mecha Obeim, say, Vim Ruiz Gayerim, Lomu Nema Dingli Ab, Afim Shoyu Ab, Kim Dimis Gayerim, Bin Das Des. But it doesn't have enough. So then it's a chiddush. And the chiddush is because the Besdin themselves become like an. So we have to understand what kind of halacha is. So I just wanted to point out that we have to delve into this question. Alright. Omer Avnei Gerkot Magdiri Saldas Besdin Maikom Ashkenon Yishchus Leim Yizochin Lodom Cholim Bipono. Because Kotnus Das is not Lechshav Midas. And since Geirush requires Das, so we should say, Kotni couldn't be this guy. Kotni couldn't be this guy. So, but there is a loch of Zochalon Shalom Yitono, so cotton is considered like Shalom Yitono. So it's considered like Mida. So that's the whole Chidesh. Tiyone, Zochalon Shalom Yitono, in Chavalon Shalom Yitono. Mao, the Tame, the Chavalon Defkir and Yichalein. The Kaimon, the Abed Badai Defkir and Yichalein. So Menele, it wouldn't even be considered in his schools. Komashmlon dhanemile godu vitoem tam visure avokotu scholsoloi. So Komashmlon, oh, it's a bit fresh. True, we know there is a law of Zohmol and Sholifon. And cotton is considered like Sholifon. But I could have a salket I talk. This is not his schools. It's not his schools. It's so pleasant to be a Jew. It's not the most pleasant thing. There's an aphorism in Yiddish. So what kind of excuse is it? All right, it is excuse. It is. Being Jewish involves many hardships. Many hardships. But in spite of all the hardships that being Jewish involves, the fact that one is nichnas has come to Ashkino, so more than balances all the hardships. And the persecutions and the prejudices that are meted out constantly against the Jew. So, but we could argue, no, it's better for him not to be Jewish. So, why does he need so many burdens and so many duties and so many yisuri? So, Komashmon, it is yisuri. But why is it Yisroos? Because when do we say that it's Yisroos? Only by God, because he didn't habituate himself or herself to a permissive life. Mashiachim by God, who already habituated himself or herself to a permissive life. So then, it's not his host. It's not his host. So now it is even to come back here. To kind one day, but father back here. Where is the kind one day, but father back here? Now it's here, Rashi. Now it is even to come back here. יחיבולי דונו למעשה שתייחו אותו מלכים עושה שלו יכולות קרים אשר הוא מדי כי קודם לב בדיר זה רשי יהיה a little longer, you know, than usually. Usually Rashi is very, very clear. Here is Mara B'Sheni. Why is Rashi Mara B'Sheni? Because he felt there is a need to be Mara B'Sheni, because the Gemara is not simple enough. So he says, the Hoga B'Evet Kaimon Feri Kamedi Titi Yibadu Dekir Enichal. Neyach Lui Sebed Yimita Behefkeh Zimas Hashif Hashpochens ויש דרכים ויש מקבס ישראל ולהזיר עליהם ולהשכיח עליהם כאיריהם אשי סומרי because of the Lord but the question is I mean Texas explains it Texas mentioned that Kashi the Lord says because Eved is Berkir and Kri that's what you know Moshe Eved and Kri who says Abdel and Kri the Meir for the Chachom the Meir says that Chibul Eved She eats in Tahasabele. When Rabboni say, Schutzle, in other words, Machlekes, indeed, that we deal between Rabboni and Rameya. Suppose the Odin says to a certain person, Tein Shtar Zeleab. So if the Baal says to a person, Tein Gedzel Yishti, then, and the Ishe, the woman did not become that person as her shliach in the way. For the man, the husband, told him to deliver again to his wife. Then, if he wants to be raised, he can raise them. Because in Chavon Odom, that would be home. Unless the Ishe herself appointed that person as her shliach in the way. So the moment that person gets the get, it's considered as if the get had been handed over to the Ishmael, but the husband appoints him. In from the other reform. But suppose, because that's a chesed, but if the Yehudim says to a person, Tein shtashichu zeleavdi, so I want to say, Eini yochel arzeh, because zoch modern shalit b'monot, chayel shichu is a schutz for the Eved, so he becomes like the shliach of the Eved. So he was already shtachar halken in the chesed. It's like being chesed after the Yehudim handed over the shtashichu into the hand of the Eved. That's what Rabbanon. Chayel says yochel arzeh. Chayel says, the tribunal is the question, is how is the tribunal? Isn't it the best to be free rather than to be slave? So, they are saying it's because after the killing, as long as he's an Eved, the burdens, he's allowed to marry Shifra and so on. So, Hashimi cannot marry Shifra. So, he cannot lead that kind of permissive life that he can lead while he's an Eved. So, because of that, But the Rabbonon Achilik, the Rabbonon, it's not that Rabbonon Achilik and Rameya and the Achilik and the whole notion that Abu Berkir. Everybody agrees that Abu Berkir. Everybody agrees Abu Berkir. Not only Abu Berkir. Every human being is Michal. Every human being is Michal. Every human being. Naked, in person. Instinctively, every person prefers to lead a permissive life. Why is there such laxity in our behavior today? Because it's not the more you use the Russian because I'm not saying we're in the Russian, I mean it's a spring shot. Because every human being, Jew or non-Jew alike, is innately spiritual slave. The Rebbe Shalom created man that way. He created man in an imperfect form. He created the world in an imperfect form, and he created men in an imperfect form. So there are certain lives, but the Rebbe Yishon gave clear hofshis to a person, so a person can elevate himself, and he can sublimate the instincts. So you can love the Rebbe Yishon with Yitzhara too, if you sublimate the Yitzhara. But lately, every person is Bechir and Michale. It's Abde Bechir and Michale. And Meir says it, and the Rabbonan agree. The machleket between Rav Meir and Rabbonan is, to what extent is it Bechir and Michale? So Rav Meir says that Abde Bechir and Michale is so much that he is ready to wave chaos in order to be able to lead the submissive life. Only say true Abu Bakir and Michalei. So if he could have both, if it's a Shalkaim Shneyem, then of course he would like to be a spiritual slave and lead the submissive life at the same time be free. I mean that's the most wonderful thing, I mean to lead the submissive life and be free. But when it's a question of two alternatives, either having an opportunity to lead a permissive life, but physically be in bondage, or be physically free and not be able to lead a permissive life, so then a person never wants to be physically free, even though it involved so many restraints and burdens upon his behavior pattern. So there we passing, so vis-a-vis an event, well, it's a question of two alternatives. Whether to be physically liberated and not be able to lead a permissive life, or be unliberated and be able to lead the permissive life, so we pass like Rabon. But when it's a question of being physically free, when he's physically free in monarchy, and the question is whether to be in the state of being able to lead the permissive life or not, so then we say after the king, not after, after the king, evident, right? After means a natural person, a person who has not trained and disciplined himself. He's an evident. Every person is an evident. A spiritual slave, every person is born a spiritual slave. Born a spiritual slave. So it's legitimately. So here we're not discussing an event, we're discussing a Bechirin, Goy. So then of course it's the tyranny. Even according to the Rabbanon. So this is what Eishe says. I forgot the Rabbanon to get the Bechirin, the Bechirin. The less late time the Bechirin, how do we look at the Bechirin, 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 the answer is the Rabbonon Leslie time of Kiran Yichlei Gabiede Shinechish is left Kiran. So he's ready. He's bringing the sacrifice according to Rabbonon. That was the heaven. He's ready to bring the sacrifice. You see, I meet people today for the sake of people. They are ready to sacrifice their lives. So the Rabbanon say, for the sake of freedom, they are ready to bring a big sacrifice and to give up the permissive life. That's a big sacrifice. That's why the Rabbanon say, after Adar Kiran Yichlei, not that after Adar Kiran Yichlei, are ready to bring the sacrifice and to give up a permissive life. And to have a life with burdens and duties, you know, a restricted life, in order to have physical health. But when it's not vis-a-vis an event, a bechir, let's say here, inochi, he's a bechir. And if he's not this guy, he'll be bechir. And if he's this guy, he'll also be bechir. But if he's not this guy, he'll be a bechir. And you'll be able to live a permissive life. If he is this guy, you'll be a Bechiri, and you'll not be able to live a permissive life. So in such a case, you should say, after Bechiri and Bechiri. Otherwise, Odom Bechiri and Bechiri. It doesn't mean that you have it. And then it's a human being, and they Bechiri is a human being. So maybe it's Bechiri and Bechiri. So I wouldn't say like that. Kamashmiron, the Han and the Gobu, the Tom Tam Sure, Abu Kotin Skusuma. True. When you have the Rajira, you're not talking about the Rajira, you're talking about the Rajira, the Gobu, not the Rajira. Amen. So, the answer is, it means Abu Akira, the Han means on the spiritual level. Every human being is a spiritual slave. Because of the tightness and the instincts. So, he's born, the Rebbeinu Shlomo created in that way. So he's a spiritual soul. But he can soar above all these drives. So melee, it's so if somebody is already God and he already habituated himself to habit, to a permissive life, then it's the feeling related. But he's a little child, he's innocent. He didn't adapt and he didn't addict himself to any evil habits. So it's not the Kirak. So the reason as to why it's his chutz, because he's a little child. He's a child. He's not a god. But suppose he would be in Kabul, then for Jesus. Now, I once had a child and I had a lot of discerning because they couldn't go along with that. But I didn't succumb to that in Chicago at about 20 years ago. So there was a Shaila there in Chicago, a certain Nochri, an intelligent God, but he was deaf mute. He was 30 years old, but very intelligent. Today, you know, there are many rehearsals, so many techniques, you know, of teaching, you know, deaf and mute. He wanted to learn this guy. So he came before the rabbi there, and he said, so the rabbi saw a new intelligent God, he wants to be guy. So he decided that to accept him. He was a very intelligent guy. So then they called me up. I said, no, I don't think that we can be guy. Because here the Gemara says, Maui Timmy, which you call me, that came in the do kamlon di evet bade vet kibun chalei komashmulon v'han mili godin di tam tam di sure avu kotin schus olai. So only kotin, because he didn't habituate himself to a kamisik life as yet. So then is his schus, but the charesh and then they were happy they were Kabul, because it was a chiyasif al chalosif that had they been Kabul and they would have a lot of trouble. And because they, then we came with all kinds of things. So they, everybody was happy that they won the trouble. So from this morning it appears that the halacha of Yaakov and my people is Yaldaz best only applies to a cut, but not to a hash. Now there is one motion in the tour that in respect to the shape that tends to imply the contrary. But we'll see. But from this memory it appears that the only reason is to write his roots because he's Lloyd Tony Tammy Sur. He's Lloyd Tony Tammy Sur. And Mashinche, a Charesh, who is Tony Tammy Sur, so it's not in his roots. It's not in his roots. But his roots, you have to be ready for illness. It's not so simple, I mean, you know. All right. Now the Rashi. Kamash Mumhoche, the Gabi Chodin Kotin Loyam Rin Hoche, the Hanem Rin Michalid Efkere, Godu Shegodu Bimides Efkeres, Vitoim Le Tameri Sure. You see, from this Gemara, you see the Russian and Rashi. Kamash Mumhoche, the Gabi Chodin Kotin Loyam Rin Hoche. In other words, he says, Rashi emphasizes, in other words, we say here, Abdef Keranich, Abdef Keranich, but what bearing does Abdef Keranich have here? Here we are not dealing with the Rebbe, we are dealing with the Chayim, the Goyim, but not. And then the answer is, Abdef Keranich means Evet, what is it? And Evet Knaimi is born with a different mentality, with a different sky, psyche, I mean. And Evet Knaimi is a human being. And the Bechirin Goy is also a human being. And the Jew is also a human being. That has to show him that the Gemara makes a distinction between an Evet and the Bechirin, between the Jew and the non-Jew. That's ridiculous. No difference. The same psychology that is true of a Jew is true of a Goy, the same thing. The same thing, no difference. But here Rashi says, Kamashman Hoche Bigabi Kihobin Kotmuyamunoch. Why does Rashi say Kamashman Hoche Bigabi Kihobin Kotmuyamunoch? Let Rashi say Bigabi Kotmuyamunoch. when I should pick up cotton, I would not have said then, it would fly. But the godu, any godu, the godu is soil, is also the kiran kind. You could say, of course not. The soil deishime. So how could we say that the soil godu is the kiran kind? The soil deishime. So, but, why is this soil deishime? Why just because of the blood has reached. So maybe it has to do with the genes too. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to offer a statement. That's a scientific question. But the reason, even if it has to do with the genes, so it's because of the training of the uranium, training throughout the ages of restraint, because Jews in the course of the millennia have been raising their children in the spirit of restraint and discipline, so maybe that affected the kids. That's a scientific question. I'm not going to, I wouldn't tell it to myself. This is a scientific question. I mean, there were certain scientists who held that, I think Lamarck was his name, so he held that even if a person, let's say, has certain tendencies, certain criminal tendencies, and these criminal tendencies are transmitted genetically, but through discipline and training he can change himself, and then it will genetically change. Other scientists were opposed to that theory by Lamarck. But one thing is sure, that by Jews, because of the Mesiras Nefesh of throughout the ages, so then it's like in the genes, whether it has to do with the genes or because of Chirei Chofshis, I don't know. But it's like in the genes. So Chazal couldn't say that every Jew is Bechir. Every Jew is God is Bechir. Why? They didn't say that. Why? Because of the millennial discipline that has taken place in the course of generations from parents to children, so they are not, we don't have such a drive towards a permissive life. Unfortunately, today, you know, so this drive towards a permissive life is becoming stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger, unfortunately. Because of Ayesavu, by Goyim, by Yuri, by Masayim. And as the Tzid HaChassim says, the Minag HaGoyim HaFu Ayes HaTevim Shebehem, Ki Minag מינג היהודי מאפלא יש אתיבי שבהם כי מינג הגויים שבשיח המיישבי. So he couldn't say that Yisroel Godu is not there. Yisroel Godu is not the Keren Kolek. Why? Because normally vis-a-vis Yisroel it's not Toim Tan Yisroel. That's why it's not the Keren Kolek. Because parents in the course of generations have not allowed their children to addict themselves to evil habits, to a permissive life. That's why Yisroel Godu is not the Keren. But unfortunately among the Goyim, so in the course of generations, there hasn't been such a discipline of the children. So Godu that is time to be Yisroel, so in the Keren Yichalei. After the Keren Yichalei. They're not avodim, they're free men, but after doesn't mean physically free. Physical is right, spiritual is right, and every human being has a tendency to be a spiritual slave because of the animal instincts. So he has a tendency, a drive, to be a spiritual slave. And even the Jews who have gone through this training, this millennial training, even they have that drive. But we couldn't say Chas V'Sholem, Yisroel Godu V'Keren Yichalei. But if Toim Tam Yisroel, so V'Keren Yichalei, But vis-à-vis cotton, who has not as yet been killed by the sword, so he's just as innocent as a Jewish child. Same thing. This idea, I mean, of faith, that's a terrible concept. But we believe in Adam Chatonu. Of course we believe in Adam Chatonu. Because we are chosen to set an example for everybody else, to train ourselves, to discipline ourselves, not to tend towards the communist life. Freedom! Freedom! Everything in the name of freedom. And the mayor of New York, Mayor Koch, so until the epidemic of AIDS, you know, started to disturb the people, so then he advocated even a marriage license for homosexual marriage, lesbian marriage, freedom. So are we to be amazed at that? It's a very simple thing. After Bevkeira Michale, it doesn't mean after Bevkeira Michale. Odom Bevkeira Michale. Odom. Every Odom. Non-Jew or Jew, but we couldn't say in the course of the millennia, I mean that he saw God of Bevkeira Michale because the parents didn't allow the children to be taken tiny Yisura. There was a rigid discipline. That's why. But vis-à-vis the Chavim, where the parents did allow the children to say Bevkeira Michale, but vis-à-vis an Akumi Kotlin, he is innocent. A non-Jewish child is just as innocent as a Jewish child. No difference. No difference. This is what Rashi says. So, K'mash von Hoche, the Gavri, the Chavim Kotlin, you know, the Kirin. Also, he's emphasizing, if it's Jehovah Kotlin, we don't say Bevkeira Michale. But if it's Jehovah Godel, it's Bevkeira Michale. If it's Yisrael Godel, it's not Bevkeira Michale. Why not? Because the parents, in the course of the millennia, did not allow them to become Tamim. So they're like Tamim. Pinal Yisrael Va'aveyo. Why does the Rebbeinu Shalom have a special relationship with Jews? Because he considers the Jews as children. So why doesn't the Rebbeinu Shalom consider the Yisraelim as children? What is it? The answer is because unfortunately the Gentile parents have allowed in the course of millennia their children to retain tiny Yisraelim. So they're not like children. But fortunately for us, in the course of millennia, so our ancestors have not allowed their children to be clean, kind, and sure. So Melech Kinal is forever available. But if Chas V'Sholem, we let ourselves be swayed by this modern tendency, you know, of unrestricted freedom. Freedom for everything. Freedom. Mean to carry out the homosexual marriage freedom. So then Chas V'Sholem, so the Jewish daily will also be Bevkeira Michale. What is that? The psyche of a Jew is the same psyche as of an angel, the same thing. And Kolagodim Chabir Yitzchak will sometimes might be worse. So this is what Rashi says. Kamashum Hochel Gavin Hobby Kotin Amirach, the Hanumer Michali Bevkeira, Godu She Godu Bimides Hefkeiras. Look, I mean, I don't know who put it in, you know. There is a cloud. You know that too. That whenever something is put in brackets, that means it wasn't in the original Xaviat. In somebody's way. If something is in the parentheses, that means originally it wasn't famous, and then somebody saw put parenthesis in in order to point out that it's a toy saver. It shouldn't be there. But if something is put in brackets, so then it means that it was put in. Who put it in? Who put it in the brackets? I don't know. I think it is presumed that the Masira Sashas, I mean, of the Sour Angelo, but I don't know. I mean, but this is so. This is what I heard. So, why did he put in Shegoda or Benitez? Have killers been told in time of the Messiah? Why, what's wrong with Shegoda or Kailas? Be told in time of the Messiah. The answer is, have killers doesn't originate in any action. Kailas, why they are Kailas? There is something which, at the core of Kailas, there is medicine. I mean, Kailas doesn't originate in a vacuum, just like that of Kailas. It originates in certain medicines. That's why the Maseiros HaShas put in brackets. He put in, it was written originally in the manuscript, Shegodu Akeiros Eton Tamsa Shegodu. So he put in, Shegodu Benides Akeiros Eton Tamsa. How did Akeiros originate? Akeiros! Why is there Akeiros? Why is there Akeiros today in this country? Why is there Akeiros? Because they are medicines. Is at the core of this movement. Now it started. You don't hear about it. Not even in San Francisco, the real movement for a marriage, for a license for a homosexual and lesbian marriage. 5 years ago, I mean, used to read newspapers in San Francisco and New York, or San Francisco, there were demonstrations. Thousands of people were demonstrating against the mayor. Why? He did not grant a license for homosexual marriage. And media people, fine people, intellectual people, I mean, they were in favor of it. Leo Kach was in favor of it. Such a chaos, how did it originate this chaos? Nature abhors it, actually. Human nature certainly abhors it, actually. So maybe because there was an hour back, we saw all the measles. The Minasaurus originated, and that gave rise to the Tachiras. So that's why the Masiras Ashas put in. She got to the Minasaurus, be told the time of Israel. So, it seems, it appears from this Gemara, that the Chavash is the name Shemeya Ben Yudabria. He has the same deen as the Kotni, anybody else. He isn't counting. So, he has a deen of the Nini Ben Das. So you couldn't be Yudaya. That's a shayla. That's a shayla. All right, but that's how it appears. Now, something else. All right. One thing that takes place today, and please, I don't want, you know, I'm not passing the shaylas, and I don't, even though I mean, I'm very upset by it, but I don't want to invite each other the negative sack of great Rabbanim, but I'm very much disturbed by it, by this phenomenon, because there is so much of chaos in the union of chaos, more than many other areas. Chaos. When I say a chaos, I don't mean a chaos among the Reform rabbis, among the conservative rabbis. I mean a chaos among the Orthodox rabbis. And even among, sometimes among the ultra Orthodox Rabbanim, there is a lot of chaos as far as Gaius is concerned. Gaius takes place, I don't want to mention now the fact that Orthodox Rabbanim allow, I mean, they are the toys to be used for conservative Gaius. I wrote it to them in Hadarom. I think it's a good sugar. So I wrote a sugar about it. But I don't want to discuss that. But I'm talking about Orthodox slavers. The union of the adopted children. So, now, there are many adopted children, and unfortunately, 95%, if not more, of all the adopted children that Orthodox Jews Israelis are non-Jewish children. Chassid Sholem, I don't think that I think that it's not right to adopt the Gentile child. Chassid Sholem, the Gentile child is also an innocent child, and that's a great thing, you know, to give a home and life to an unfortunate Gentile child. But there are so many Jewish, unfortunate Jewish children who are turned over to the foundlings, you know, agency, and who raises them? Who raises them? Either a Catholic or an assimilated Jew who doesn't mind, he's little, so he doesn't mind adopting the Jewish child at all. He's a little, so he's ready to adopt the Chinese child, the Japanese child, all kinds of children. Why should he discriminate against the Jewish child? But another Jew will not adopt a Jewish child. Why not? Because he's afraid. Maybe there's a truth. So he will adopt another Jew. So will always insist upon a Gentile child, upon a Gentile child. That's the situation. So, who adapts what they are? Unfortunately, Jewish children also. So, who adapts? Who adapts 90% of the unfortunate Jewish children? Who adapts them? Catholic parents. And they are wonderful people, the Catholic parents. Who adapt these children? They are interested in giving life and happiness to an unfortunate child, but an average Jew will not adopt an agency child. They will call up an agency, and the first question will be, is he Jewish or not Jewish? So here is the social worker. They will say, no, it's a Puerto Rican child, then fine, but it's not so important, so then it's a single mortgage. You know, it's not Jewish. So if the social worker would say that child, so many Jewish parents will hesitate. I'm not going to criticize. Because it's not easy. It's not easy for Jewish parents to raise a black child. It's not easy. Because they know very well that these children will suffer. So it's better for the child to be adopted by Gentile parents rather than by an Orthodox, by Gentile parents rather than by Orthodox Jewish parents. I'm not criticizing. But if they hear it's important to the child, so then the Orthodox parents are, but in the social work I would say, it's a Jewish child, not a Catholic child. Am I criticizing them for being afraid of children? I'm not criticizing them. But there is a very simple way of finding out the pedigree of a child, because the agency knows very well the whole pedigree. They know very well. So they could easily find out. So why should Orthodox parents be so reluctant to adopt the Jewish child and abandon the unfortunate Jewish children for the Catholics? That's right. Is that nice? That's nice. It's so cruel. But that's the situation. Now, again, 20 years ago, I got in touch with the founding bureau, and I got in touch with some rabbis, very fine, gentle form rabbis, and conservative rabbis. In those days, I mean, most of them were very gentle, not like today, the women are very aggressive, but 20 years ago, they were very gentle. So I got in touch with them, and then we had a meeting, and we decided and meet agencies, representative agencies in Chicago. And it was decided, I suggested that if a rabbi inquires from the agency as to the pedigree of a certain Jewish child, that the information will be diverged on the condition that the rabbi should not mention it to anybody else. So the social worker is allowed to find out all the information for a counseling purpose. Why shouldn't the rabbi be allowed? Why not? So everybody agreed. The Reform rabbis agreed, the conservative rabbis agreed, but one Orthodox rabbi in modern Israel, I'm not going to mention his name, he was, at that time, he was the president of the Board of Rabbis in Chicago. So he said, it's not right. Why only an Orthodox rabbi should have that privilege, that if he wants to know the identity, I mean, of the putative father and mother of the child, why should it be told to him? Why shouldn't it be told the same thing to the Reform rabbi? He can't be told, but he's not interested. He's not interested in finding out. Anyway, so he fostered the whole endeavor, he fostered. So there's the situation, such a terrible situation. The Orthodox parents, when they adopt a child, they insist upon reporting it in Spanish, not in Jewish child. Could you imagine something more cruel? And I'm not criticizing them, the adopting parents. They don't want fathers. They don't want to adopt a child, and then when they have to marry up the child, they'll tell the chosen, this is before you call up my brother, so you better ask the child. Inquire from the Rabbi Feinstein, whether it's all right to call up my child now. They don't want that. They don't want that. I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming the Orthodox leadership. Why they don't do anything about it? They're so concerned about the lot of the poor woman, the abandoned Jewish woman. I'm not saying you shouldn't be concerned, of course. Why isn't something done about this? And even today, when there is a law that the adopted child can demand that they should reveal to him the identity of the father and the mother. So it's much easier to find out everything, and then you're able to abolish this evil of Jewish parents being forced to adopt after Spanish children. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have compassion customs all the Spanish children, but there are so many Catholic parents, wonderful people, who are ready to adopt them. They don't need the adoption by Jewish parents, but they are unfortunately Jewish children who need adoption by Orthodox Jewish parents, and they can't. And no one is criticizing the modern rabbis for not doing something about that, but all the Rosh Yeshivas are criticized for not doing enough for the abandoned Jewish woman. Is that nice? Is that fair? So, I want to mention another point. So, many times I decided to write to children about that, and then I decided not to do it because it might involve a machlokes. Many adopted children who are adopted not by Orthodox parents, but by Jews who are Mechal Shabbos, who don't really Jewish law. But they want to carry out them. So all we have to do is to go to another. To know, to go to conservative rabbi, not directly. But to go to an especially in the rabbis, it's been right-wing rabbis, so that's the guarantee, and right-wing. It is not a member of the left-wing of the RCA, it's a member of the Yigud HaRabbanim, so that's the biggest guarantee. So if such a rabbi carries out the guilt, so then there is no chash of people. And if somebody will express some doubt, maybe the guilt is not of the guilt. So it's the Bar Machlekes. It's the Bar Machlekes. So, and they had the hetter. And I'm not criticizing the rabbi, they did the hetter. In time or machine of race. So, somebody who is old and is good, he has a right to pass through. But somebody who is not a godel, he is a principal of a day school, and he doesn't know the Dalach himself, why should he have the right to carry out their situations? Many children who are children of a mixed marriage, the mother is a Gentile woman. She didn't even go through it. She didn't even go through a reform yet. Because some women are not hypocritical and they understand that this is a joke, reform yet. They understand that very well. You can't fool them. Milton said, you can't fool all of the people all of the time. So, there are many Jewish men and women, I mean Gentile men and women, when we don't let themselves be deceived as readily as our Orthodox Jews let themselves be deceived by the rabbis. So they don't want to go through a form of observances. They think it's hypocritical. But the men they marry, so they don't care to marry Gentile women. So they get married. Then they have children, but they are very little. So they agree to send the child to a day school. The mother is Catholic. God is the Catholic of the country. So, but they agree to send to a day school. So then they have a psak. I'm saying, okay, I'm not criticizing the psak. I'm going to question all of the people so far. So they got a psak. The parents agree to send the child to a day school, then it's all right to be guided their child to the mommy is a goy, the mother is a goy, but they agree to send him to day school and to keep a kosher. She is a goy, but she agrees to keep a kosher and in day school and be a goy. And you can go to church every Sunday and still have bad kosher. It's very simple. Especially if the family are well to do, so they can even give a good job to mashgiach and give you a good salary. So you supervise. It's bad kosher. So it got exact that if the parents agree to send to day school and to have a kosher home, so then it's all right to retire pastor. What they got in Psalms. I don't know if it's true or the God or the people get, and maybe the good get that somebody must change the data, the facts, so that as to procure a Psalm from a certain law, who is a real law. But anyway, I think it's a good difference. And I remember one time, I told you yesterday, every year, my painting used to come to Russian Heights and stay in my palace home. So what do you do? You only talk to learning and a painting, you know. So he was very much interested in Halacha Maaseh. Always Halacha Maaseh. So once he mentioned to my father the key things that Gea Kotten has been with Yaldaz Bezdin, his Machaya. Is much higher when the adaptive parents are much in religious. Because the question is, why is Gerus a sweet? Weil Deus es uns. Weil Deus es uns. So. Die Morissette ist die Friedensbeugung. Jetzt hat er abhängig sind. Von meinem Vater. Mauli Teine, die kommen der Kirche. Da kann man ja bei der Kirche. Komm aus, und da haben wir Gott und die Tonnen, die haben die Sünde. Aber Gott ist gut zu euch. So komm aus, wir wollen. Ah, komm aus, wir wollen, da haben wir Gott und die Tonnen, die haben die Sünde. Aber Gott ist gut zu euch. Because he was not the yet thing, haben wir. So damit war ich da auch hin, die Sünde. Damit war man nur in mich. Damit war man nur in mich. Denn die Tante ist der Child. So he's going to raise him that he should not be taken from this. So Mary is his host. But she didn't change the doctrine of Jesus. He's in the house of the Pharisee. And there is the same kind of behavior pattern that in Andrew is. I mean, what difference is there? All right. He doesn't go to church, so not every Christian goes to church. There are many Gentiles who don't go to church. So what difference is there between the behavior pattern of a decent Gentile who doesn't go to church and an assimilated Jew who doesn't go to church and doesn't go to synagogue? What difference is there? Is there any difference? I can see it. Rav Elkin said. So what kind of issues is there? After all, is there biggest detriment to the campaign. So why is this? The answer is that notwithstanding all the persecutions that are meted out against the Jews, so but there is one compensating factor that more than compensates and balances the detriments involved in being Jewish. That is Lichtas Paras Kamiyash. So that's only Shaya. If he's going to be raised, Tachas Kamiyashim. But if he's going to be raised in the same way as non-Jews raised, at the same time he'll be subjected to all the prejudices that are meted out against the Jew. What kind of discourse is it? And again, my father didn't say anything, but I saw my father's face that he approved. And let me tell you something. I mentioned it over 45 years ago, not 43 years ago. So I mentioned it to my father, the Rav Yeshevera, and he also approved it. It makes sense, it's very logical. But still, since I heard there's a psak from certain Rabbonim, perhaps in from a yeshiva, I mean that the parents agree to send the child to the day school, so I hesitate about the children. I hesitate. Because it might do more evil than good. Because certain people will say, aha, you see, he's such a fanatic. This professor of Talmud at Yeshiva University, that he doesn't even approve of the psalm given by Rosh Hashanah. So I hesitate to write the truth. But I'm very much disturbed. And I have a feeling, I not don't know, that the reason as to why they obtain a psalm from certain rabbanim is because the way the texts were presented. So that induced them to give them something, because I know exactly how the Shaila was presented to a relation in connection with the ritual being used by conservative rabbis for conservative things. I know exactly what the text that was submitted, what the text were. The text submitted to the major part of the law, that the conservatives have other influence, which is not true, which is what Kupiri are. If the Orthodox Rabbis refuse to let conservative rabbis use the mikveh, then they'll have to build the one mikve, so then the number of non-atlak conversions will be reduced to a minimum. Right now, there are 30,000 gales taking place in this country. Non-atlak gales, a year, and only 2,000 atlak gales. 30,000 non-atlak gales. And why do they take place? Because everybody thinks that it's recognized by everybody. Why shouldn't they think it's recognized by everybody? Why shouldn't they? They know that it's under the supervision of ultra Orthodox Rabbonim. Rabbonim who say that if somebody belongs to the Korah Mizrahi, so he's not even taught. So these Rabbonim passing that a mikre can be used for non-atlak gales. Why shouldn't they assume that it's recognized by everybody? Just because the Rabbonim put up a sign on the wall of the mikre that this gales is null and void. So you know what the conservative rabbis do? Whenever they have a gales, they cover it up. And then, after the gales is over, so they uncover it again. That's the situation. So they mentioned to Moshe Feinstein that they will have a mikveh anyway. They have many mikvehs, this mikveh, that mikveh. They have a mikveh on Pulaski, which doesn't exist for 12 years. Said so they have the Nusachari mikveh. I mean, the facts were falsified. And then it was mentioned to Moshe Feinstein. I know that. That if the Atlak Rabbonim refuse the conservative rabbis to carry out the gales in that mikveh, then they'll do their own mikveh. And many Jewish women, hundreds of Jewish women, will use it for Pasha Shabbat. It is such an untrue fact. Such an untrue fact. How many will use it for Pasha Shabbat? How many women in the conservative movement use the mikveh for that? So that's the situation. But the fact that there is such a chaos in the years to come. I don't mean conservative girls, I mean Orthodox girls. That with ease, somebody applies in the day school, in the South, in Memphis, here, there, I mean, somebody applies for admission. Somebody applies for admission to enroll a child. And the child's mother is a Gentile woman. She didn't go through a conservative girls. So the principal, who is sincere, so he gets exact from the house, that's all. And then they get that if the parents agree to send the child to day school, so then it's all right to carry out gales. And that child is recognized as a Jew. Right? To recognize a Jew. In my opinion, it's at best, the validity of the gales is dubious. At best. And I say at best, because the other sheets are shame also. Maybe according to Shem's Rambam, maybe the deal is Israel. But according to many Rishonim, how could the deal develop as a schutz? What kind of a schutz is it? What kind of a schutz is it? If the deal is carried out over a child whose mother is a Gentile, and the child, and there is no Shem's Rambam, he says, all right, the mother buys kosher meat, bad kosher meat. Holland is hard, she can buy everything. But couldn't she buy? So what? But the mother is not Jewish, she doesn't want to be Jewish. She's a very honest woman. She doesn't want to be a hypocrite. She doesn't want to go through a conversion and lead the same kind of behavior pattern as before. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But you'll send it to day school, so send it to day school is already guaranteed. that old Mich must have come to Ashkenaz. I mean, whom can they deceive? I talk so much because it hurts me. See, I enjoy talking about it. I don't enjoy talking about it. It hurts me. I want to share with you my feeling. But there's a big question. According to Rav Henke, I don't know whether he mentioned it. I don't think that he mentioned that in Jerusalem. Rav Henke was very little. Not much Jerusalem. Rav Henke is a big basic. When I announced the basic 50 years ago, 60 years ago, unfortunately, his chukas got lost. I don't know. He had many skills about it. But he said that, in his opinion, if the dust returns, I'm not in the mitzvah, so then it's not his fault. So the Gaelus is not valid. Simple thing. And still, Gaelus is carried out in so much need. In so much need. I want to see if the Shire from the prince in the present city in the southern states. So they have a day school. And day school is subsidized by the population completely 100%. So he said, there are many children from mixed marriages, of course, from formed girls, children, who want to be admitted, the parents want to admit them. What should we do? So we have a charge from a certain part. I'm not going to mention it. I don't agree with that. I don't want to mention it. So, that again, that if the parents agree to send to day school and they have kosher, so then you can carry on with it. I said, no, don't come. If you ask me, they are calling me up, because that principal had been calling me up years ago. So he called me up. So I said, I don't want to ask you contrary to exact the truth that got from somebody. If you ask me, so I'm calling you. It's not right. What should I do? If I don't admit him to school, then the school will be bottom of it. So I said, don't carry out here, just admit him as it is. So he says,